internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert, 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 wake up, wake up, do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party, I want to rock the house, I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats, we got some rocking to do tonight.
Time once again for the Stephen Roy podcast. Yes, I am he, Stephen Roy. Thank you for joining me on this, the 28th of June, the year of our Lord 2025. And we got a lot to talk about on today's show. We'll play some great music for you as always. And the Stephen Roy Rumble has a new feature I think you'll like. I think you will like it. Got to fix my shirt. Yeah. I know. This is great audio. You can only tell if it's video. As it will be shortly. Yeah. You can't turn down the... You can't turn down the microphone or you won't be able to hear me, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do the rumble first. Got some announcements there. As usual, I'm thirsty because I did my yard work today. D said, you know, I pay someone to do a lot of my work around the house. You could pay someone to do your yard work. And I'm like, my yard's not that big. It takes me less than 2 hours to mow, weed eat, blow. It's really not worth it. I mean, what are we going to pay? I guess like at least $50 a week. That's $200 or more a month. I mean, you know, if a job opportunity happened and we weren't here, then we would have to, obviously. Let's go ahead and do the rumble. Turn that off. Take the headphones off. Turn to look at the camera. You ready? Here we go. Welcome to the rumble for the 28th of June, the year of our Lord 2025. Yes, I am Stephen Roy. If the rumble looks different from you, for you today, well, that's because it is, because we have a new iPad. I must have been a good boy because somebody brought me a new iPad for my birthday, which was last Saturday. Last Friday, we recorded the rumble because we had a lot of stuff planned for my birthday the next day, which was Saturday. Dee and I had a wonderful day. Saturday evening, we went to a local steakhouse, which was so good. And then we went and saw a really, really good cover band called, what was the name of it? Journey of a Lifetime. Journey of a Lifetime is a really good Journey cover band. A tribute band is what they call them. And they were super good. So if you have a chance to see Journey of a Lifetime in your area, I think they're based in Oklahoma City. They're really good. I mean, you'll really like it. Sound just like Journey. The lead singer is good. The guitar players are good. The keyboard player is great. The drummer is incredible. And the bass guitar player is good. They got 6 members of the band to make that great sound. And they did. So I highly recommend them. They're not paying me to say that, but they are good. They were here at the local Cactus Theater, which is a great historic theater in Lubbock, if you get a chance to go there. Speaking of which, I need to mention that to a colleague, a generator guy, that I'll see on Monday. He asked me where it would be a good place to take his 20-ish year old children when they're here visiting, and I need to tell him that. You need to go to that theater for some great shows, as we did. So, If it looks a little bit different today, if my even I don't have any makeup on my head, and it's not glaring like it usually does on the show, that's because this is a new iPad. It's super high tech. I put the iPad in an iPad stand. There's a ring light right in front of me. Let's see, I could probably make it light so you can see it. No, that's just my hand. Well, you can see a little bit of light on my hand, right? I had to figure out where's the camera? Is it over there? Is it? No, it's up there. There it is. I did notice when I watched the show last week that I was like doing some weird eye stuff. I need to try to focus on not. I don't want to look like creepy. The demented one. The creepy Bribin. Remember that? Remember every day when it was weekend at Bribin's? Yeah, that was fun. And we're finding out now. Over the last 6 months of the Bribin Slide House, the demented one was in the Oval Office 6 hours. I S you not. Bribin was in the Slide House Oval Office 6 hours in 6 months. And guess when Malbama was there? The logs show that Malbama was in the Oval Office virtually every day of the last 6 months of the Bribin Slide House. So what does that tell you? That tells you he was the wizard behind the curtain. You know, when I used to say that for 4 years, you're just a conspiracy nut, demon. How can you say that? That he's not in charge. Autopen? That's my response for you. One word. Is that one word or is that two? I think it's one word. The autopen. That's one word. Yeah. Turns out that all of the pardons, the 8,793 pardons that he did in the last few days of the Bribin Slide House were auto-pinned. Yes, they were. That's a lot of auto-pin. What, they do put like 100,000 people on one pardon and then auto-pinned it? I mean, it's just silly. So it's great to be with you here on this Rumble. Now, no, I didn't put any more effort to doing this Rumble. I got no makeup on, even though my head looks a lot better. It's this iPad that is better. I'm not wearing a tank top. This is a new Texas Tech shirt that my stepdaughter and son-in-law gave me. Thank you so much. It's very comfortable and it looks cool. This is like a throwback shirt, which I think is awesome. Yes, I am a fan of Texas Tech. Now, if I should be recruited to go to some other market, let's see, even our biggest, what's the word I'm looking for? Competition's not the right word. When you have a team that you compete with. Anyway, we were in the Softball World Series with UT. That's the University of Texas at Austin. And they won, and they deserve to win because they play better than us. Yes, the worst referees I've ever seen in baseball or softball, the worst. And so that was a factor, whether you want to believe it or not. Well, yeah, but some calls went for you, David. Yes, they did. Hey, I don't like this obstruction rule that if you stick one foot in the baseline, then you're obstructing. I don't like that either. Originally, I think that was to stop injuries at home plate when catchers would just be run over at home plate. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I played baseball, I never slid with my cleats up. No, I never did that because that would be mean. So mean. So anyway, if I was called tomorrow by UT to be play-by-play guy for UT Sports, I wouldn't wear a Texas Tech shirt, would I? I'm not stupid, right? I don't know. When I lived in Camden, South Carolina, I was a Yeech Gamecock fan. And when I first got there, they told me, they said, are you going to be a Clemson or Cock fan? What's it going to be? Clemson or Cox? I became a Cock fan. I did. Because we were putting pay-per-view on almost every week. I was having to change satellite feeds almost every week when they were on pay-per-view. So if the Oregon Ducks weren't on... I think the same thing happened in South Carolina. We were running the Ducks games. And so I don't remember if they were pay-per-view there. I'm pretty sure there was pay-per-views, but I don't think it was the... I don't think it was COT games. I think it was pay-per-views for just regular pay-per-view events, like UFC 1, when I had to run to the head end and unscramble it before everybody who bought the event almost lost it at midnight, because that's when it would have cut off. So I had to run to the head end and switch it from scramble to bypass to unscramble, or everyone that ordered that would have lost the event. Back then, there were no time limits. And it was, UFC was created so that anyone can fight anybody. A sumo wrestler could fight a boxer, could fight a wrestler, you know, and I think a wrestler won the first one. Well, that's what I like MMA. I like watching MMA. It's exciting. However, I don't like it when they roll around and wrestle. Don't like it at all. And I get that's part of the sport. I get it. And certainly I could never do it at this age, obviously. So let's go look and see what's going on the Twitter at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you'll find me, at Stephen Roy Radio. As of this moment, I have 7,938 followers. So thank you for following me there. I do appreciate it. Isn't it amazing how, you know, especially the Old Testament of the Bible was written, what, over 2,000 years ago, before the birth of Jesus Christ? And you know, there were prophecies, thousands of prophecies, that the Lord was coming. And that was confirmed when Jesus, of course, came here. Well, it's amazing to me how a proverb written thousands of years ago applies so much to today. So here's today's verse of the day. Blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. Proverbs 10:6. Isn't that amazing how that proverb applies so much to today? And so you're wicked and you do just evil things. I think it's because you are possessed by demonic forces. So all the time on the X, at Stephen Roy Radio, I say, may God save your demonic soul. I think you're evil. I think down to your soul you are possessed by evil, by a demon. And may God save your immortal soul. I really mean that. And when I say I don't hate anybody, I mean that. I do not hate anybody. I don't like the things people do. And the only thing that I hate is evil. I think it was Pastor Chris that said last week at my church, Church on the Rock, in South Lubbock, Pastor Chris said, you know what? That's the only thing we should hate is evil. And if you look that up in the Bible, it's right there that, you know, we should hate evil. I don't hate the evil person that does stuff. I pray for their soul. I mean, if you come after me or my family, I only have one message for you. Come and take it. Come and take it. And we'll see how that works out for you. We shall see. Oh, this is a woman pilot, boy. I post videos all the time. This one came from Lynn. It's really good. You'll have to check it out at Stephen Roy Radio on the X. And she's just flipping and doing rolls and all kinds of crazy stuff. That is just amazing as a stunt pilot like that, to be able to do that. That's obvious skill. It's incredible. Rochelle said this, Congress and the Senate are an absolute embarrassment to the American people. The drama, infighting, vacation days, and laziness of paid elected representatives is unforgivable. They have done nothing, absolutely nothing, to represent the American people. They are worthless. And Rochelle, you are correct. I said, what we need is a part-time legislature just like Texas. And that would work. If these Congress critters were paid half of what they're paid or less, and that job was semi-annual, imagine that. They only came to Congress like every other year and were forced to actually pass a budget, or they don't even get that paid. Even in Skankafornia, the state of my wonderful childhood that has been absolutely destroyed. What a beautiful state that has been absolutely destroyed by French Laundry Gavi. I had a wonderful childhood growing up in the suburbs of LA, and the whole state is being destroyed by these leftist idiots in Skankramento. And, you know, they're going to pass a gas tax soon. I think it may have just gone into effect. And California has 85 different formulations of gas. That's another reason why you pay more for gas during the summer. It's supposed to make the gas burn cleaner, but here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. Your gas might, I don't want to whisper like the demented one, the creepy Joe. Ugh. Your gas may burn cleaner on the left coast, but here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. You lose 10% of your gas mileage. So it will take you 10% more gas to get somewhere, and you'll pay more for it. They estimate that California may pay $10 a gallon gas this summer. Let me tell you something. It's not because the gas is more expensive. It's because of taxes. They are reaming you. They are reaming you with high income taxes. They are reaming you with high gas taxes. Do you think these fools in Skankramento are taking a pay cut? No, they are not. They're running like $10, $20 billion deficits in Skankafornia. Hey, if they don't pass a budget, they don't get paid. Oh, so they just pass a budget that has a $10, $20 billion deficit every year. That's helpful. Well, here's another news flash from your Uncle Theban. The United States Congress of the United States of America has not passed a budget since George W. Bush was in office. When did he leave office? January 2005? Isn't that right? I think so. And then it was Biden. Was that his first term? Maybe, I think it was 2009. Wasn't it 2000? I think it was 2009 when he left office. So not since 2008 has there been an actual budget. It wasn't a balanced budget. It was an actual budget in California. The last balanced budget was passed during the Newt Gingrich Congress. Oh, Kill Bill Clinton will try to take credit for it. But it was Newt Gingrich's Congress that passed it. Ever since then, starting with the Malbama slide house, there have been continuing resolutions running this government. No budget. They are running this government on a continuing resolution. That's nothing more than a bill that's signed into law by the president. This is a key lime generic soda. Look at the calories on this. Look at this. 15 calories in a liter. So good. And it tastes just like the name brand lime soda that I won't mention because they do not advertise on the Stephen Roy Show. So why are they running a CR? One reason. No accountability. Oh, sure, they'll publish it, but it's not published in a book like the budget of the United States of America. And now this Thune guy, this majority leader in the Senate, is going to allow this Democrat-appointed parliamentarian to pull out the most important parts of the big, beautiful bill. Even Dee noticed that on Always Broadcasting Communism in the morning, Always Broadcasting Communism, or ABC, is saying the huge spending bill. They don't call it the big, beautiful bill. They call it the ginormous, huge spending bill. Isn't that stupid? It's just a bill that runs the government. That's all it is. And there may be some things they can't cut, which is ridiculous. But I'll tell you what. Yesterday, in one of the final judgment days of this term of the United States Supreme Court, the court ruled that these nothing, nobody, you know, hacks in a frickin' black smock in a beekeeper outfit have no power to just throw down an edict to overpower the executive branch of the United States of America. And they do not. And I've said that on this show. They do not have that power. I don't care if you're some little judge in some distant land in Washingtonistan, is that what I call Washington? Or Marylandistan? You know, you're some little district judge there. There's like 900 in the United States. And you think you can just throw out an edict that's going to tell the executive branch that they can't deport criminal, illegal aliens? Guess what? Supreme Court ruled that you can't do that. You would have to have justification to do some kind of major ruling like that. And you don't have it. You don't have any justification. So those are all null and void, which I think is awesome. They don't like President Trump because he is representing we, the people. Me and you, we the people, are now being represented by a real American who loves this country, that wants to do what's best for the United States of America. Not some frickin' political hack or a zombie like we had the last 4 years. That guy couldn't even decide when he filled his poopy pants. So don't try and tell me he was actually running this country. Charlie Kirk played a great video. I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, but you need to see it at Stephen Roy Radio or go to Charlie Kirk's X. Nearly 20 years ago, Rush Limbaugh laid out what America's immigration policies should be. He called them the Limbaugh laws. They sounded harsh, but in truth, he was just ripping them off from a country most Americans wouldn't suspect. We must dramatically reform and reduce legal immigration. Every person we let in must be because it's in our national interest to do so. We are full. And you know what? Charlie's right. I've told this story before about my ex-wife that came here from the Nederlands, came here from Holland. She's Dutch. And she came here at the age of 8. Well, back then, you could not come here to the United States of America unless you met one of two criteria. And I totally support this. Number one, you must be able to support yourself financially. You must be able to prove that you are not a burden to the United States of America. What does that mean? That means there is no welfare. You're not getting Medicaid. You're not getting free health care. You're not getting free cell phones, housing, food, nothing. How can you come to this country illegally and get like several thousand dollars worth of benefits in the first 10 seconds that you're here, and senior citizens get like less than $2,000 a year? That's not cool. Hey, you know what I always say? If you cannot take care of yourself, those are the people we should help. Not because you don't want to work, but because you can't work. Let's say you're a veteran and some Iranistan IED blew off your arms and legs. Hell yes, we should take care of you for the rest of your life. That's why Tunnel to Towers is such an amazing organization. I don't get paid to say this, but when this crazy woman was going down Interstate 27 a few years ago, going too fast, hit a patch of black ice, went off the interstate, there was firemen and policemen helping people that already crashed. She ran into those policemen and firemen and killed them. The one that survived, I think he was a fireman that survived, was basically a vegetable for the longest time. And when he was able to get around in a wheelchair, eventually, not long ago, he died. You know what? That's manslaughter. Okay, maybe it was a premeditated murder, but you need to go to the pokey and you need to spend time for driving 65 mile an hour when you know conditions are bad. When conditions are bad, I slow down. If I go through an incredible thunderstorm and I can't even see in front of me, duh, I slow down. Yes, so she deserves, hopefully she was punished for that. So, the point of Rush Limbaugh's laws is everything that we want today. We don't want to allow in criminal illegal aliens. They're going to rape women and children, and they have by the thousands. We don't want drugs like fentanyl that has poisoned hundreds of thousands of American citizens. It still is. Not at the rate it was, but it still is. It's amazing how just upholding the Constitution, upholding laws, is stopping illegal aliens from coming here. Here is a video of this Zohan the Stupid and AOC hugging. Have you seen this video? It's in the ring light. Boop! Here's a video of Zohan the Stupid in New York City and AOC hugging. It's uncomfortably long, okay? So, it's either uncomfortably long for them or their lovers. One or the other. And either way, you are an idiot if you live in New Yorkistan and you vote for this dude. I mean, he even got like 20% of the Jewish vote? Really? You're going to vote for a man that advocates the destruction of Israel and the murder of Jews? You would actually vote? Are you a self-hating Jew? Do you actually want to vote for a man that wants to kill you and your fellow Jews? The guy's an anti-Semite, and he said so. He said, I want to make New Yorkistan more like me and my people. That means F everyone else, and I quote. He's going to do like that dude did in Londonistan to New Yorkistan. Is that what you want? I don't think so. So you better not vote for him. If you do, you deserve the bad stuff that happened under the last administration, the bad things that had happened under Governor Eyebrows. That woman needs to go. Yes, she does. Imagine that. Cat Turd said, imagine that. Washington Post editor has just been arrested for possessing child pornography per U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro. You know Judge Jeanine. This dude's work laptop contained 11 videos depicting child sexual abuse material. What a shocker! It's a shocker that the editor, Washington Post editor, has been arrested for child porn. No, he's a pedo. And you know what I say? Bye-bye, pedo. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, pedo. Because you know what happens in prison to pedos? I'm not wishing death upon you, but typically bad things happen to pedos in prison. Here, I got a funny for you. You ready for a funny? The foreign minister of Iranistan wants compensation for damages caused by the bomb drops. You know what I say to that? Nope, 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 nobody, nope. That's never going to happen there, dude. You're never going to get paid for that. On the last show, I said that President Trump needed to drop those bunker-busting bombs with B-2s, and he did it. You know what? People have been saying for 20 years that it needs to be done, and they wouldn't do it. It took a man with the strength of President Trump to do the right thing. And it's not just to save Israel. Those missiles they're building can hit the East Coast of the United States. So what would you do if they nuked New York, Washington, D.C., all of the cities of the coast, Philadelphia, not quite on the coast, Atlanta, not far from the coast. How about Miami? On the coast. How about that? Would it be okay then? Would you want to stop them then? There's a gentleman that's running for the United States Senate in the state of Kentucky. And his slogan is, take out the trash in Washington. So you know you need to vote for this gentleman. I'm going to click on it to see, because I don't remember his name. I'm terrible with names. Really bad. Take out the trash in Washington. Trump-aligned garbage executive Nate Morris releases U.S. Senate launch video in bid for the Turtles' Kentucky seat. Unfortunately, I don't wear a dust mask when I do the yard work. I do wear gloves and eye protection, but I do not wear a dust mask. I'm not going to wear a face diaper. Like this, I told you about this couple that we see power walk in our subdivision. Asian couple, two masks, paper mask covered by a cloth mask. I got a news flash for you there, Mr. and Mrs. Couple. They don't work. All they stop is dust. They do not stop viruses. Oh, maybe it's the West Texas dust they're filtering. I don't know. That's the only thing that really would make sense, right? And then I clicked on the wrong thing as we have 3 minutes to go in today's Rumble. I thank you for joining me here. So what did I say about Zohan the Stupid and the leftist idiot child AOC? Two communist America haters, perfect for each other. That's right. If you don't think these two are jackbooting alongside their communist comrades, I got a bridge to Forest Hill to sell you, because they don't care about American citizens. I absolutely guarantee it. Oh, that's where I left off, was the pay Iranistan. How about you pay us for the thousands of Americans that you have murdered by terrorism, by IEDs in Iraq and Talibanistan? How about that? How about you pay us for that? How about the hundreds that died and all of the bombings in the embassies and everywhere else that you have bombed? How about that? How about all the Jews that you have killed with your missile attacks? And hundreds of Jews have died. Yes, they have. How about the few thousand that died on October 7th because you funded Hamas? How about that? How about that? And how about we try the bribe and slide house, including Mal Obama, for treason, for giving hundreds of millions of dollars? Mal Obama sent pallets of cash in euros and Swiss francs. They dropped pallets of cash on some Iranistan runway. Oh yeah, they probably just dumped it right out of the back of a C-17. Isn't that nice? Almost $2 billion in cash, in euros and Swiss francs, was given in cash to Iranistan. Not to mention the hundreds and hundreds of millions that were unfrozen from accounts that were frozen because of all the crimes that have been perpetuated by Iranistan. Here's the article from Breitbart. DeMeo warns California prices could hit $10 per gallon of gas in Skankafornia. You know, I wouldn't go back there unless I was paid like over seven figures, a multi-million dollar long-term contract. That is the only way that I would go back to Skankafornia. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs a bill mandating the Ten Commandments in every classroom in Texas. God bless Texas. And you know what? Most of the laws that we obey today, or not obey, or break, like, you know, do not steal, do not, you know, do stuff to your neighbor's wife, do not kill, do not lie, you know, all those things that are in the Ten Commandments are part of our, you know, of man's law today. So, also, President Abbott vetoed a bill to ban THC in Texas. And I actually agree with that. You know, and Lieutenant Dan was so opposed to that because he has sold out to the alcohol lobby. The alcohol lobby has paid Lieutenant Dan, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, to oppose THC in Texas. And I'm not talking about smoking a joint. I'm talking about THC products that have to have a concentration of like 0.0001%, right? We're talking about things like CBD, right? They're not banned in Texas. And, you know, I'm telling you, the pharmaceutical companies like DuPont are the reason that hemp was made illegal. That's the strongest fiber, the strongest natural fiber there is hemp. And you know, wear a cotton shirt like this. A cotton is the number one agricultural product in West Texas. You should wear more cotton. Anyway, that's going to do it for me today on today's Rumble. I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for this week's Rumble. So I can turn that off. There goes the ring light. I will turn off the other lights and we will upload that to the Rumble website. I have a link for that too on my Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio is where you can find me on the X. And what song was I going to play first? It helps if you use the right remote. I was going to play this one because it's fun, because it's spacey. You know, I don't know why, but when I think of
all the stuff that our awesome military did. I think of space stuff, like space weapons, like the Golden Dome that they want to build in the United States to defend against crazy people like Iranistan. So here's a little David Bowie for you. If it will play, because XP sucks.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know. Knows which way to go.
Oh my God, RFD.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I play. of his king. Never knew to part your kisses ring. Round and round and round my head, touching the very part of me. It's making my soul sing.
Must exist. These are RIAA bite me.
Denied.
From the internet. From the internet. To your ears. This is RFD.
Go!
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What are you waiting for? A graved invitation?
Quack, quack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all.
Cable Guy!
I am your resident cable guy. This is the Stephen Roy Podcast. This is hour number two. That's the rant-free second hour. And what is today? The 28th of June, the year of our Lord, 2025. That means it's the last show of June. Wow. I know, I say that every month. I know, I do. Well, this one's for D. Because I'd rather go anywhere with you. And then some vacation songs. A little Kenny Chesney trio on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
If you're going out, someone new, I'm going out with someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me, singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again. And I go, I go, I go somewhere with you. Yeah. I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out, call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you. Like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down and we took cover down in your car out by the pier. Let me down, whispering in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. All if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I can go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary. See me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me, singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with me, mom again, and I go, I go, I go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high. staring out into the wild blue yonder. So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill shoe. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico. I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while and lay back more. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. And no shoes, and no shirt, and no problems. No problems.
Oh my God, RFD!
That low down, no good shooting, good for nothing, came strutting through the crowd. All he was leaning on so thick, he never missed a lick, professing his never-ending love. Oh, but I never will forget when she stood up and said, "So I guess you think we're just gonna kiss and make up, don't you?" And that's what she said. "Why don't you kiss? Hey, kiss this. Against the wall, chewing him like a bulldog on a bone. She was putting him in his place, and I mean right up in his face, dragging him down a list of their wrongs. But it was just about now that the crowd gathered round. They'd come to watch him pay for his every sin. She called him everything under the sun, and when we thought that she was done, she reared back and she let him have it again, man. She said, "Why don't you kiss? Hey, kiss this. And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. Hey, me and you, we're through.
when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. And one day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Well, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life, and then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out. Jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
Manamana.
Manamana. Manamana. Manamana.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over here by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There goes.
Boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
Fastest thing on 2 feet. He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to show off his physique.
Boogity, boogity.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, deep. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop or so.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to ride in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, thief. Halftime, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats, dribbling, right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand, right there in front of the home team.
What is it called?
Who's that with it? Ethel. Is that you, Ethel?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen to me. He gonna give us
a peek. You get your coat on.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel, where you go?
He likes to show off his physique.
Ethel, you shameless pussy.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
Say it as it's so, Ethel.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
My senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come, let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me my senses, come fill me again.
Sail on down the line, about a half a mile or so, and don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. Say, Lord, I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Yes, I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I'll move along.
sail on down the line, ain't it? Funny how the time can go on. Friends say they told me so, but it doesn't matter. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. I was wishful thinking. I gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy, and you gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say, but would you please just go away? I've thrown away the blues, I'm tired of being used. I want everyone to know I'm looking for a good time. Good time. Yeah. I gave you my heart.
I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?" When I sat down in the front seat, turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white, pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitars?
said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, this is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister, mister. The whole world called me Hank. He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar string? He said, Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you up and down your guitar string? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Back. where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down, some old back road.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown early haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rental cars and westbound trains, and now you're off on vacation.
Church, I passed along.